This is Mike Roth. Welcome to Open Forum in the Villages. In this show, we're going to talk to leaders in the community, leaders of clubs, interesting folks who live in the villages, to give a perspective of what's happening here in the villages and information that I think all villagers should have. We hope to add a new episode every Friday at 9 a.m.
Thanks for coming back, Don. And today we're going to be talking about the county commission race in a few weeks in August. Don, what is your vision for Sumter County, putting a five-year lens out on it?
I think the biggest vision I have for Sumter County is it being one county instead of a bubble and the outlying county. I think mending those fences, bringing down those walls, if you will, between the residents outside of the villages and the village residents, there's work to be done on both sides. There's perceptions and misconceptions on both sides that need to be changed. We have a beautiful county. It is blessed with a very lucrative community. If this was any other community, we'd be talking a couple of Fortune 500 companies here with big office buildings to get the kind of disposable income that the retirees here in the villages bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have obviously a much higher rate of disposable income than most people do. Most of the houses here are bought and paid for already. They don't have mortgages. So that definitely helps with your disposable income. So the county is blessed with some very good financial resources and some very beautiful countrysides, a lot of very nice areas. And getting both sides to recognize that, making people accept each other. I guess you can't make people accept mm-hmm. each other, but open their eyes. You know, so there are some village residents that treat, somebody called it the indigenous population of Sumter County, very poorly. I don't get it. I mean, these are our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that we work with on a day-to-day basis, whether it be you go to the store, you get your hair done, whatever. That's where a lot of these people live. So we need to be much more friendly towards each other. And again, mending those fences. And then people thinking outside the county, well, you know, it's just the villages, they get everything. Well, that's not really true. Sumter County has, as a whole, has benefited tremendously mm-hmm. from the financial resources that have been brought here. So a lot of people don't like the growth. Best thing I can tell you about the growth here in the villages, it's probably just the construction side of things employs close to 20,000 people on various levels. You know, yes, there's the guys hanging drywall and painting and moving concrete. That's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's their back office people and their suppliers. And this goes out two or three levels.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of people employed in Sumter County and in the surrounding counties. And if we stop this growth, those jobs go away. Mm-hmm. The money goes away that those jobs bring.
A piece of the economy goes away.
A huge piece of the economy, a very huge piece of the economy. Because when Joe the plumber leaves, because he's out of work, well, Sally, his wife, who works over at the beauty salon, she leaves too. Okay. And their son, he's pushing carts in over at Walmart. Guess where he's going? He's going with mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have a huge, ugly snowball effect. The other reality of it is unemployment will take a huge spike. With unemployment, historically, it has shown an increase in crime. And for the villages, that would be detrimental. You have easy victims, senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
You have seasonal residents whose homes are
unoccupied.
All of a sudden, they become easy targets. So the economy of both the villages and Sumter County are very closely tied together.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't see it. They use the word greed. Really, I mean, I'm looking at my iPhone. If I got to get a new iPhone every other year, why? Is that greed? That's the largest company in the world, Apple. But
no, you might be addicted to a new iPhone every year, every other year. A lot of people are.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of people are. Well, like a lot of people on their third and fourth and fifth houses here in the villages too. They're addicted to that.
Well, there's a real point to that. And it helps the developer, and it helps everyone else here in the villages develop new communities.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that seeding the communities with existing residents just definitely has its advantage, and that opens up new houses in some of the old areas. Not everybody wants to live in a new area. But, you know, the whole Sumter County, though, really has to come together. We are really, I think, in my opinion, at a critical juncture with the growth of the villages as it is, and the growth in the county. If we don't mend these fences, if we don't come together, then we truly will fail together. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be a travesty. I remember Sumter County in 1981. I was going to nuclear power school down in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And I used to go every weekend up to Gainesville with my best friend, ride through here on motorcycles. And this was a pretty dirt poor community. I can remember going through Wildwood and going, wow, you know, just there was nothing here. Mm-hmm. It was very poor. Nice people, but very, very poor. And now there is significant wealth in not just inside the villages, but in those people that have developed their own companies, their own businesses, and have grown with the villages to create jobs and a significant amount of wealth.
It certainly has seen a lot of growth. We talk specifically about the city of Wildwood.
Yeah.
Today there are two villages for every person who's in Wildwood but not in the villages.
Yeah, I mean, it is growing. I mean, basically the bulk of Wildwood is all the villages. All the new growth in Sumter County right now for the next 25 years is all going to be in the city limits of Wildwood. Wildwood has to definitely start stepping up to the plate and realizing they're going to be a major, major city in the state of Florida, and they need to start planning as such. I mean, they're getting, I don't know how many miles of road a day from the villages turned over to them that they are responsible for. So they need to start planning for that.
You know, it seems almost every day in the paper you see a section of Sumter County being annexed by the city of Wildwood.
It does seem that way. You know, pretty much at this point, whatever the villages buys mm-hmm. for future development, they want to go ahead and move it into Wildwood. So it is what it is. I mean, it definitely goes a long way south.
You know, I'll ask you a question. I see these annexations by the city of Wildwood, and they publish a little map in the paper with totally illegible street names. How can they get away with that, Don?
I don't know how they get away with it.
If it's supposed to be public information.
It is public information. I mean, I see those. I've already seen them, though, because I do a lot of research in my efforts to put my YouTube videos together. I study what's going on. I look at the county records. I look at what each of the cities is doing and what they're putting out in it for their agendas. So I read those and I get to see the clear version of it. Mm-hmm. What's put in the newspaper is definitely difficult to read. And the best thing I can say to somebody is if you're interested, which unfortunately few are, but if you're interested, go down to City Hall. They have the full-scale prints. Go online. They have great electronic versions of the same documents that you can actually read and make sense of.
That would be great for us as citizens to be able to read in the paper what the name of the street is, at least one of the four streets that bound the property that they're annexing.
Right now, most of what they're annexing is farmland.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of Sumter County residents that have owned property for some of them for generations that are, as is common throughout the country, selling their farmland, and the villages is buying it up. You know, no, we're not going to make it to Disney World.
But, no, there's too much ground between here and there.
Yeah, not this century, at least.
It's developed ground.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between the developer buying a farm
right.
or 100 farms and all of a sudden having to buy a place where there's 12 car dealerships.
Yeah, they don't do that.
That's not going to happen.
No, it's not. And, you know, you see these little enclaves where it looks like, why did they build around this one little square? Well, because somebody didn't want to sell. All right, well, they don't want to sell. They don't want to sell. You know, I've heard of people wanting to play hardball with the developer and jack the price up. And basic response is, here's your offer, take it or leave it. Most take it. A few that leave it get a fence or a wall built around their property, and the villagers move on. I don't know what they'll do with that property at some point.
Mm-hmm.
There's a prime example of that over by Hammock at Finney, just to the west of the main entrance into Finney. There's a home. They've literally built a fence around it, and they face the property. I don't know what he'll ever do if he decides to sell. Somebody said the only thing they could ever put there would be a liquor store.
Or a gas station.
Probably a liquor store. This is the village. I say that in jest. I mean, people here are, they're enjoying the fourth quarter of the game.
Okay, that's fair. Politically, Don, should the villages ever become a city itself?
No, and it can't. Because if you look at all of the villages, it's in three counties. It's in Lake, Marion, and Sumter County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's also in unincorporated Marion County. It's in unincorporated and incorporated Lake County. It's in the village of Lady Lake and Fruitland Park. It's in the village of it's in the city of Wildwood. Did I say the village of Fruitland Park? The city of Fruitland Park and the city of Lady Lake. It's also in the city of Wildwood. Do you really think any of these local governments are going to want to give up that land, that tax revenue? Never going to happen. Never going to happen. We're stuck with this CDD system. I think it works. It works well. And the nice thing is we want a high level of service. Okay. If we waited for the county to cut the boulevard down the center of Morris or Buena Vista,
mm-hmm.
it would be cut two or three times a year instead of every week. Okay. That's what the CDD brings to it, that higher level of service to keep our community looking nice, to keep it looking like what we bought into.
Mm-hmm. Don, do you think the state government here in Florida is helping the villagers?
Is the state government helping the villagers? Okay, first, what do you mean the villagers? Do you mean the community of the villages, or are you talking about the developers?
I'm talking about the citizens of the villages, the residents of the villages. Is the state doing everything they should to help us as a community?
Well, I hope this special session coming up concerning homeowners insurance has some leeway, because I know that's impacting a lot of residents here in the villages.
Mm-hmm.
I
just can't believe that roofs don't last more than 15 years, even here in Florida, when the manufacturers of the shingles give them a 20 or 25 or even a 30-year guarantee.
I don't understand that either. I'm not a roofing guy. I've only done roofing one time, and I realized after getting that job done, I didn't want to do it again. That's hard work. That's really hard work.
Oh, you actually got up on a roof and did it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I shingled a roof. And all I know is if somebody says they're a roofer by trade, you buy that man a beer, you shake his hand, you don't make him mad, because he's one crazy dude being up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's very hard work. But back to the state. I think it's doing a good job for the residents of the villages. You know, we have a very conservative government right now in the state of Florida. I think it's moving in the right direction. I think that's obvious by where Florida sits in moving forward, coming out of COVID, compared to some of the other states. The fact that 1,000 people a day move to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? There must be something right here.
Mm-hmm.
There must be something right here if 1,000 people a day are moving to Florida. Yeah, we're losing a few too to old age, because it is an older population.
You're going
to
lose more than your average.
But still, 1,000 people a day moving to the city, to the state of Florida.
So let me ask a couple of pointy state questions. 301 that runs through Wildwood, north and south, is that a state road or a county road?
It's managed by the state.
Managed by the state.
Yeah, so it's the state's responsibility to maintain it. It needs to be widened. And
widened and turned, in my opinion, into a limited access highway.
I don't know about that. There's a lot of businesses along 301, but it definitely, it's south of the turnpike. It definitely needs to be widened. It's on the agenda. We just don't know what the timeline is for the state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why don't you tell our listeners what you want them to know about you as a candidate for the county commission?
I think what most people need to know about me is, I did time in the military. That job I had in the military on a submarine, operating a nuclear reactor, we had one word that was the most important word for anybody that worked there or that did the job, and that was integrity. And that was something that we valued above all else. You could make a mistake, and as long as you said, yep, I didn't read the procedure, I thought I could do it from memory, you're going to get your hand slapped, but you're going to continue to work. You lie about it, you don't do your job, then no, your life becomes miserable on board a submarine if you stay on board. Mm-hmm. Most people won't want you on board. So you know, that level of integrity I took with me through my early adult life, and it was just the way I lived, and that's the way I am today. When I retired from the Navy, I went in the construction business. I worked for a Fortune 100 company, and I did various jobs from sales to operations management, engineering. My last 12 years was a project manager. I used that same level of integrity in everything I did. In the end, it always served well because I always took good care of my customers. Mm-hmm. And I made a very good profit for my company because I did the right thing. My customers recognized that right away, so they trusted me. The company I worked for trusted me, and that's because I kept my integrity throughout. It's difficult because you have to put your own personal needs aside, and that's what I do. In the decisions I make for the government, in my position as a district supervisor, and then I'll make for a county commissioner, it's not about what's good for Don Lyle. It's going to be about what's good for Sumter County, okay? Is it the right thing to do for mm-hmm. Sumter County? You know, most decisions are going to be made with the head, okay? And that means getting all the facts and running the numbers. Does it make good financial sense? Does it make good long-term sense for the county? There are some issues that the head isn't going to solve. It's got to be run with the heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, knowing the time to do that is a difficult choice. Sometimes you have to show a little bit of compassion. Yes, there's only going to be a small group of people that benefit from a decision and that the rest of the county is going to have to pay for. But is it the right decision? Maybe the head says no, but if it's the right thing to do for that particular community, then maybe the right decision is yes.
Okay. And earlier you talked about communication being most important. What are you going to do to open up communication so the citizens of Sumter County can talk to you if you're elected?
Well, I'll keep my cell phone number a public number. I have no problem with taking phone calls at any time. Obviously, emails, not everybody.
We're all getting older, creaking of the bones.
You know, not everybody communicates either with cell phone, by phone or by email. So making myself available for one-on-one, you know, conversations with somebody, that's the start, being accessible. Mm-hmm. And I have no problem with that. When you're on a submarine, you have to learn to get along with everybody. Mm-hmm. And because you may not like the way the guy does things that's, you know, in the rack next to you, but you have to get along, and you learn to get along. And I can get along pretty much with just about anybody. I can listen, and you know, then we have to make decisions. And sometimes the answer is no, we can't do anything for you. I'm sorry, it's not within the scope of means of the county. One of the other things that I think is important as far as going back to integrity is knowing when to say, I was wrong. I'm not afraid to say I was wrong. I made a mistake. Okay. I'm not afraid to say, I don't know. If I don't know something, when you ask me a question, I'm going to say it. I don't know. But come see me again in a week, I won't give you that same answer. I've done my homework. Mm-hmm. I'll investigate the issue. So it's, you know, opening up communications is both on a technological level as well as on a personal level.
Mm-hmm. You're involved with a lot of things now. Is there anything you see that you might have to cut back if you become a county commissioner?
Oh, my gosh. Probably a few things. I'm looking at my business, obviously. I have to first I have to figure out if there's going to be any conflict with the YouTube videos. And if there is any, then the YouTube videos are would go. I have to, you know, the responsibility is primarily to the county. The good thing about being a county commissioner is I won't have to be a CDD supervisor anymore. I can't hold both positions.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. So, in fact, next month I have to submit, there's a law in Florida called Resign to Run. I have to submit my resignation for CDD 10 and for, well, for CDD 10, which carries with it the project-wide position. That'll be effective October 31st. But I have to submit it, you know, before the...
So does that mean there's going to be also an election for CDD 10?
Yes. There are three seats open right now for CDD 10. There right now is a candidate for each of the three seats, one of them being mine. A lady by the name of Holly Bell. She's running for my seat. We interviewed her late last year for an open seat that we had after Ken Lieberman passed away, who was one of our elected supervisors. She was one of the best candidates we had. We ended up taking instead Mr. Jack Miller. Jack has decided to also run for his seat again. And then Christine Bradshaw, who lives here in, I think she's in Osceola Hills. She's also running again. She won her seat 4 years ago also. So, but yeah, I'll step down from those. So there's a little bit there, but this is going to be more work. Obviously, it's a bigger responsibility, bigger county, bigger group of people that have to deal with.
How many people are there in Sumter County now?
I think the number I heard was like 120 or 130,000 people. There's a lot. Yeah, most of them are in the villages, but there's still a lot in the county population. And it's that population concentration of villages is why we have the new district layouts, where basically four out of the five districts in the county commission will be villages residents.
Okay. And I'm just going to wrap up with one more question for you, Don. If you could see one thing, just one thing, that you'd like to see yourself accomplish in the next 4 years on the county commission, what would that be?
Restore people's faith. Restore people's faith that their elected commissioners are looking out for the best interest of everyone in the county. And they, you know, that's going to again come with communication. We need to start talking about our decision-making process. Why did you vote this way? I'm not afraid to talk about my decision-making system. Yeah, I think that's important.
That openness of communication.
Yeah.
Great. Don, thanks for being with us here today.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you having me.
Great.